Welcome to the Pitcot Podcast.
Today we are really diving deep into one of the most, I think, frustrating dilemmas for anyone creating content online.
Oh, yeah. The battle for readership.
Exactly. It's that moment when you realize just publishing something amazing isn't enough. You actually have to, well, you have to find an audience.
It's so true. You spend hours, maybe even weeks, crafting this perfect post. The content's great. The design is spot on. That part feels awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But then you hit publish, you check the analytics, and it's just crickets. It feels less like you're building a community and more like you're just shouting into the void.
Shouting into the void. That's the perfect way to put it. And that is the exact problem we are tackling today.
Okay.
So our mission, really, for you is to unpack the strategies that actually solve this traffic problem. We've pulled together a sort of roadmap to get you from zero views to real sustained growth.
And we know this stuff is solid, right? This isn't just theory. We've pulled it directly from Pitcot's own best-selling ebooks.
That's right. These are resources that distill really complex marketing ideas into, you know, actionable steps. It's a shortcut to understanding how to turn your blog into a real destination.
And the foundation for this whole deep dive is the Pitcot material called 7 Essential Strategies for Blog Traffic Growth.
Yeah, it's a fantastic compilation. It's all about methods that have been tested and, you know, proven to work in what is a very competitive space. We're not talking about fleeting trends here.
No, these are fundamentals.
Absolutely, the fundamental laws of getting seen.
And look, if this discussion is valuable to you and we're about to get into some really good tactical details, just remember that all this great info comes from those bestseller ebooks.
Mm-hmm.
You can download them right now at www.pitcot.com/books. Seriously, if traffic is your issue, they're game changers.
So let's get into it. 7 easy, proven tips. And we have to start at the absolute foundation.
Where else?
Because, you know, traffic doesn't mean anything if the building isn't solid. So we have to begin with content quality.
Okay, let's unpack that. Tip number 1, provide quality content. It sounds almost too obvious.
It does, but it's the undisputed king.
The Pitcot material is so clear on this. If the content isn't there, no amount of marketing, no tricks can save your blog.
And we need to elevate what we mean by quality. It's not just about perfect grammar, though that's important.
Right.
Quality content means you are laser focused on the reader's intent. You have to know what they need, what excites them, what problem do they need solved, like right now.
I think that's a trap a lot of new bloggers fall into. They get caught up in what they want to write, not what their audience actually needs to read.
Totally.
So how do you figure that out, practically speaking?
Well, the Pitcot framework suggests you go where your audience already is.
Yeah.
Look at forums, social media groups, even the comments on your competitors' blogs.
What are they asking?
Exactly. What questions keep coming up that nobody's answering properly? That's your opening. And you also have to think about evergreen content versus topical content.
So things that last for years versus things that are trending now.
Right. But both have to offer genuine value. They have to be a solution.
Okay. So let's say you nail the quality. You've written this amazing, useful post. What happens then? What's the real payoff?
This is the fascinating part that Pitcot really emphasizes. It's this ripple effect. And it's all driven by trust.
Trust.
When your post genuinely helps someone, they don't just read it and leave. They stick around. They bookmark you. And crucially, they share it. They're the ones who tell a friend, hey, this solved my exact problem.
So traffic isn't just something you get from an algorithm.
No, traffic follows trust. It follows real utility.
That makes perfect sense. And that focus on trust leads us right into tip number 2, which is all about how you maintain that trust. It's consistency.
Yes. We've established quality brings them in, but consistency is what keeps them coming back.
I like how you framed it earlier. You called it the blog's heartbeat.
That's exactly it. If you think of your blog as a living thing, posting regularly is what keeps the blood flowing. When readers know to expect new content, say, every Tuesday morning,
they build a habit around you.
Yes, that's the goal. You want to be the blog they check every Monday morning with their coffee. That kind of reliability is, well, it's priceless.
But consistency is so hard, especially when you're starting out and juggling everything else. What's a realistic schedule? Does it have to be daily?
No, not at all. The Pitcot strategy is really smart about this. It says to set a schedule that is achievable for you, sustainable. Even if that's just once every 2 weeks.
So the rhythm is more important than the frequency.
The commitment is what matters. Because as the source warns, if you miss those beats, readers drift away. There are just too many other options out there.
And there's a technical reason for this too, isn't there? It's not just about the reader.
Oh, absolutely. Beyond the user experience, search engines love active blogs. A site that updates frequently signals to Google that it's a live, valuable resource.
Which means better indexing, higher rankings over time?
Exactly. Pitcott's really clear on this. Quality is number one, but consistency is what accelerates and sustains that recognition from the algorithms.
Okay, that's a powerful 1-2 punch. Quality content and a consistent heartbeat. So with that foundation laid, we can move to section 2, which is expanding the reach.
Right. This is all about getting outside your own four walls, digitally speaking.
Visibility and community.
This is where we stop whispering and start, you know, announcing our blog to the world. But strategically.
Which brings us to tip number 3. Mention your blog everywhere. And the Pitcott material really encourages you not to be shy about this.
Not at all. You can't just wait for people to stumble upon you. The idea is to plant what they call seeds all over the internet.
Seeds that will hopefully sprout into traffic?
That's the idea. It's about ubiquity. Every single place you have a digital footprint should point back to your blog.
Okay, so let's get specific. Your email signature is an obvious one.
A huge one. And so many people just set it and forget it. Don't just list your job title. Put a clickable link to your latest post or your most popular one.
That's a great tip, making it active, not passive. What about social profiles?
Same principle. LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of them. But don't just link to your homepage in the bio. Pitcott suggests using a tool that lets you create a little landing page with, say, your top 3 posts.
Oh, so you're maximizing the chance that a click aligns with what someone is actually interested in.
You got it. It's all about reducing friction.
So expanding your reach isn't just a monologue, right? We're not just broadcasting.
No, it's a dialogue. That's a perfect transition to tip number 4, participating in the blogosphere.
This is where you realize you're not alone.
It's a critical realization. Blogging is not a solo sport. It's a community. You can't expect people to share your work or link back to you if you never, ever engage with them first.
So what does that meaningful participation actually look like? Because we're all short on time, it can't just be dropping comments that say, great post.
No, that's useless. The actionable steps from Pitcott are all about genuine connection. It means leaving thoughtful comments on other blogs in your niche.
Comments that add to the conversation.
Yes, expand on the idea.
Yeah.
Offer a polite counterpoint. Join discussions on social media. And actively share other bloggers' posts that you really admire. Tag them. Give them credit.
Be a good neighbor, essentially.
Be a generous and visible neighbor.
Okay, but that takes a lot of time and energy. What's the real tangible return on that investment?
The return is goodwill. And goodwill is probably the fastest moving currency online. This kind of active involvement builds friendships. It leads to people sharing your stuff in return. And this is the big one. It opens the door to guest posting.
Ah, and that puts you in front of a whole new established audience.
Instantly. It's exponential growth built on mutual respect.
That network effect is incredibly powerful. Okay, before we dive into the final set of strategies, the more technical side of things, let's just pause for a second.
Mm-hmm.
If you're finding this deep dive into traffic strategies useful and you want to learn more, just remember, you can find more resources just like this over at www.pitcott.com.
Okay, so moving into section 3, we're looking at the technical side of things. How to make your amazing content findable.
Findable by people who need it but don't know you exist yet.
Exactly.
This brings us to tip number 5, optimize for keywords. For a lot of people, SEO just sounds like this big, scary, complicated thing.
It does, but Pitcott simplifies it perfectly. They call it what it is.
Which is?
Helping people find your content. That's it. It's just about matching your writing to the exact words people are typing into Google.
User intent matching. So how do we do that, technically, beyond just a good title?
It starts with a little research. You need to find valuable keywords for your niche. You can use Google Suggest, or even just look at the People Also Ask boxes on a search page.
And then you use those keywords where?
You sprinkle them naturally in your content, in your main headings, your H2s and H3s, in the text itself, and really importantly, in your meta tags.
Because the meta tags are basically your ad in the search results.
Precisely. The title tag and meta description have to be compelling. They need to summarize the value of the post while including your main keyword to get that click. But here's the most crucial detail of all.
Okay.
You have to target long tail keywords.
Let's break that down. Why are those longer, more specific phrases so much more valuable than the big single words?
because the short keywords, like fitness tips, are impossible for a new blog to rank for.
Yeah.
You're competing with massive brands.
Right.
But a long tail keyword, something like best fitness tips for beginners over 40, that brings in highly qualified traffic.
Right.
These are people looking for exactly what you're offering.
So you get better traffic, lower bounce rates.
And it's just easier to be number one for a very specific question than to be number 50 for a generic term.
That's a key distinction. Okay, now for something that feels a bit old school. Tip number 6, submit your blog to directories. My first thought is, do those even still work?
It's a fair question. You might think they're an artifact from the early internet, but Pitcod confirms they still work. They act as powerful signposts, and they help your domain authority.
So how do you use them today in a way that actually helps a new blogger?
The key, and Pitcod is very clear on this, is to submit to trusted and niche-specific directories. If you write about baking, a directory for gourmet recipes is a super relevant backlink.
And that sends you targeted traffic.
Exactly. When you submit, write a catchy, keyword-rich description. It's like leaving, as they put it, relevant breadcrumbs across the web that lead people right back to your blog.
I love that analogy, leaving breadcrumbs. Okay, finally, tip number 7, which Pitcod calls an underrated win, especially for new creators.
Yes, utilizing blog traffic exchange communities.
This sounds interesting. What's the mechanism here?
It's a direct exchange. It's a way for new bloggers to get that initial momentum and, just as importantly, to validate their content.
So it's a you read my post, I'll read yours kind of system.
In a way, yes. Yeah. It's a mutual support system.
My only question would be, isn't there a risk of just getting low quality traffic? People just clicking through to check a box.
That is the crucial challenge, and the material addresses it directly. If you do it wrong, it's just a worthless click exchange.
So how do you do it right?
You have to bring genuine engagement, not empty clicks. Mm-hmm. Treat the other blogs with the respect you want for your own. Read the post, leave a real substantive comment.
And stick to communities in your niche.
Yes. When you do it with authenticity, you see real committed traffic growth because you're building a small, dedicated audience of other creators who value your topic. It's a structured way to build that community we talked about earlier.
Wow. We've covered all 7 essential strategies from Pitcod, from that core foundation of quality content all the way to SEO and these exchange communities.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just summarize the big takeaways. Post great stuff that solves real problems. Be absolutely consistent with your schedule. Join the community and be generous. And, you know, spread the word everywhere you can.
They're all accessible strategies, but they do take commitment. It's not about an overnight fix. It's about diligent, consistent work that focuses on creating value.
So for you listening right now, you have this full toolkit to stop that feeling of shouting into the void. The question is, which of these 7 tips will you try first this week?
And a final thought for you to mull over. Since so many of these strategies really rely on connecting with other people, community, exchanges, sharing, how can a brand new creator build that initial platform of trust to even start those conversations?
That's a great question.
I think the challenge is to make your first 5 posts so undeniably valuable that people feel like they have to share them. That's what gets the ball rolling.
That is a powerful note to end on. Thank you for being there with us.
My pleasure.
If you love this deep dive and found these strategies useful, please subscribe to our channel if you haven't and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. And also press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so other people can access it too. Remember that you can always find more expert resources and those best-selling ebooks at www.pitcod.com. Thank you for listening to the Pitcod podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.